Let's put some music on and let's get this show on the road. Good deep breath. Today we talked about the ego. It's been really made to be quite a villain, like a bad thing. It's not. It's your stories. It's your experiences. Up until now, most of them were through the eyes of others, through your perception of what others thought of you. That's how the ego was created and developed, whether it was from your parents or friends or spouse or whatever. And that ego, very, very fragile, extremely fragile, because it really wasn't yours. Now let's come back to what is yours. You, your sense of awareness, your perception of yourself without anyone else's input. This was, now I'm speaking for John, this was one of the biggest challenges that he had in this last year or so, working on this, what he calls a program. You know, he was a software engineer type of guy, so everything to him was programs. And this was one of the biggest challenges. How do you go beyond the ego, the sense of identity that's really not yours? It was built by others. How do you get to you? And you, that again, something that confounded John, he discovered that you are not even your thoughts. That's not you. You identify with them. You put them in the same basket as you do your ego, but how do you go beyond your thoughts to get back in touch with you? I realized most people actually don't know the real you. Most people still identify with their thoughts, their ego, the old ego that was attached to how others perceived you. And then John looked at this whole thing of connecting with the master, with the wisdom. How do you do that without the old thoughts and limitations? How do you bring these things in, these things we're talking about, your new friends for this year? And how do you connect with energy? That's the one that fascinated him the most. How do you connect with energy? You know, I say, Damas, I say that energy is the song of the soul. Energy is communications, but how do you connect to it? If not from your ego and your thoughts, how do you connect from who you really are, your perception, your awareness of yourself? So John's been tinkering around in the lab. I drop by to visit him once in a while and strike up a friendly conversation. Hey, John Kuderka, how's it going in there? You've had the door locked, closed. You've been down there for a long, long time. How's it going in there? And John would turn around and look at me and go, I'm working on it. Good communicator. But I knew he was being so diligent in what he was doing. I came by to visit him about 6 weeks ago. Knocked on the door. Heard his voice. Nobody's here. knocked again and said, "John, this is Adamas. You can't fool me." He said, "I'm busy. I'm almost there. Come back tomorrow." So I came back the next day, and John had a big smile on his face. I mean, not that he really has a face, but kind of had a big smile. He said, "I think I got it." He said, "I've developed a patch." You know, I mean, he was a programmer, engineer type, so that's how he thinks. Developed a patch, something that connects the real human to the master, the real human to energy. So how does it work, John? He started to tell me, and I said, "I know, I don't need all that engineering talk. Does it work, John? Does it work?" And he said, "Yes, it does." I said, "How can you tell? How do you know?" And he said, "You know, I went back to myself as a human on the planet in this lifetime, not so very long ago. I went back to myself, let's call it a year or two before I left. And I tried it on myself, kind of like going back in time." He said, "It changed my life. Something shifted." It was right about the time I pretty much knew I wasn't going to be on the planet much longer. So I didn't mind trying it on myself in case it didn't work. At least it only killed me. He said, "But I tried it on myself and it changed. I started communicating differently with me, with my beloved Leslie, with others." He said, "I started being aware of things in other realms, and yeah, at first my old ego said I was just crazy, but then I realized I wasn't. So I said, 'So John, let's wait till after the first of the year. Have you come in? Have you come in? Because I'm going to be talking about new friends. I'm going to be talking about the friend of energy and the new ego called the Wego. Let's do it.' So that's what we're here for." Let's take a good deep breath and just allow. What is it? John calls it a patch or a link. And he was always patching Crimson Circle software. He was really good at that, going into something that was kind of broken, and he'd patch it up, and he'd get one part talking to the other. Bonnie would call him. Maybe Gene call him. Say, "Oh, the software doesn't work," and he'd patch it. He'd get it talking. And what he's done now is developed, you could say, kind of a consciousness patch, a link. I invite you just to take a deep breath and allow this thing. He doesn't want to spend a lot of time describing, but allow this thing that opens you up to that connection to the master. So it's not elusive, it's not somewhere else. It's not that you're going to hear words, but there'll be such a knowingness that the master and you are together. Take a deep breath and allow that. And John says, "Actually own it, it's not his." He calls it freeware, open source. Anyone who's ready can simply breathe in, and it's how would you say, John, is it an energy link? No. And John's saying, "Just try it, it works. Stop trying to figure it out, it just works." What is it? It's that link that connects the human and the master. a conduit, a pathway, a connection. Two points of light now that connect gracefully and easily, the human and the master. Without the struggle, without mental, he's figured out kind of a circuitry that allows one to go beyond thought. And the next, that link from the human master, from your we-go to energy. Energy is a song, it's a communication, but it was kind of falling on deaf ears. It was kind of like not integrating into your life. It was a real great concept, but how do you really bring it in? How do you really connect? How do you become friends with something that's really already you? How do you bypass the thoughts of the old ego, the criticisms and the judgments and everything else of the old ego, to now commune with energy? Let it be your friend. So John invites you to breathe into this beautiful, he calls it an elegant circuitry. Such an engineer. Like a pathway. Connection between you and energy, your energy. John is very careful to point out that he doesn't own this. It's not his. He's just helping you to become aware of it. He figured out kind of the, I guess you could call it the pathway, the circuitry, the software program, in energetically speaking, that was already there within you. So buried. It's not like you're getting some implant or anything else. You're becoming aware of a very natural, very beautiful connection. The master to the human. No need to speak a lot of words with each other. That's the elegance of this circuitry. No need to speak a lot of words. You know how it is with a really good friend? You don't need to talk all the time. It's just there. Take a deep breath, and all you have to do is allow it. That link between master and human. You know, you've spent the last couple of years trying to figure it out. What do I do? How do I get there? What do I need to do to connect with the master? John kind of opened, you could say, the awareness, the pathway, setting the example so you could open it up within yourself. And now, that same thing, just that connection point between the human master and energy. John says in his work, and he had to keep coming back to absolute simplicity. He's using the term almost a zero-point simplicity, because every time he started getting complex, every time he started trying to apply logic to it, it would fall apart. But he came to a near zero-point simplicity. Then he became wildly aware of a natural connection, natural link that's already there between this wise human and energy. Take a deep breath. Feel into the elegant design of this connection. Good deep breath. Now we bring into this year the new friends of the master and of energy and of the ego or we go. We bring that into this year and we now open the link, the connection. So what we have is all of this interacting, flowing, and moving together. You ever feel that you've lost the connection with the master, where it's fading away? You ever feel that you're losing that friendship with energy? Just come back to this. I was going to say, let's call it the Kudirka link, but he didn't like that. He said, it's yours. And it's all yours. And he also notes that he is not the first to come across this. I guess he calls it a patch. He's not the first to come across it. The others who have simply didn't share it. They didn't stay on the planet. They weren't able to channel it through another human. He's not the first to come across this. But he's the first to have the joy of sharing it. Let's take a deep breath. This patch, this link between human, master, and energy. Let's take a deep breath. As we begin a new year, your best year ever. Oh, the world will be a mess, but this will be your best year ever. With that, deep thanks and acknowledgement to John Kudirka, who says he will be back and next time he won't mess with the technology, but he had to prove a point that he was really here. Special acknowledgements to John and to all of you. Just remember that all is well in all of creation. Thank you. And Happy New Year. Happy New Year.